Lash shel hevei, dienechai bachyuson. Says, so why do we have to have the word lefikach in the Akiva section of the Mishnah? So Mara says, true. I tell you, lefikach to Rabbi Akiva, the lefikach of Akiva lomeli. You know what you need it for? Mishum lefikach to Rabbi Tarfin. Because of lefikach of the reish of Rabbi Tarfin. There we need it. Or lefikach of Rabbi Tarfin lomeli. Why do we have to have the word lefikach by Rabbi Tarfin halacha? I tell you, hachikoma. This is what the Mishnah needs to teach us. And the Chur, the Kasher is even the Kasher of Rabbi Tarfin also. Why do I need lefikach? Rabbi Tarfin says the halacha is you are allowed to use the money. Again, if you found an animal that doesn't sustain itself, you're going to use up its money if you feed it. So halacha is you're supposed to sell it. When you sell it now, the money, what do you do with the money? So Rabbi Tarfin says you're allowed to use the money. So once you're allowed to use the money, the Chur, I should know, you're called like a shirl on it. So Chur, for sure you should be chayiv v'yoytzin. So even according to Rabbi Tarfin, lefikach lomadi, what do I need it for? So Mora says, hachikoma. This is the chiddush according to Rabbi Tarfin. That tivan de shorule rabbonin lishtamushe begavayu, since the rabbonin gave you a heta, the rabbonin said you're allowed to use this money, so the chiddush is, keman de yishtamish begavayu dummy. It's considered as if you already used it. And the chayiv achriyusan, and yichayiv yachrayis even before you use it. That's the chiddush according to Rabbi Tarfin. When you really take the money and use it for yourself, so then everybody understands. Your mama is a shema show now. You have a right to use it like you borrowed it. If you're using the money for your own purpose, so of course, if an oinus happens to it, you'll be chayav to pay back. So that was the question. What do I need to retire from the time of the fikach? The chiddush is like this. Not only when you really use the money, but even before you use the money. Since the rabbanan said you're allowed to use the money, with that alone you have a din like a shema show. And therefore, if any oinus happens to it, you're chayav. So the Gemara answers, since according to Rabbi Tarfin is the chiddush in the word lefikach, therefore we say lefikach according to Rabbi Kiva also. Even though according to Rabbi Kiva it's pshita, that if you're not allowed to use the money, according to pshita you're not called a shrein shol, pshita you're potter anointed. But it says it because of Rabbi Tarfin. Now the Gemara says here, the Yo'avdu Katoni, Gemara is the kasha, according to Rabbi Yosef, you want to say everybody agrees on Kedeva v'yaveh yichayim. The machlokes in the Mishnah is only if yichayim anointed. For the Gemara, but it says im avdu. The Mishnah says clearly lefikach im avdu chayiv achriyusin. It says according to Rabbi Tarfin. You see clearly it's a machlokes in the chayiv and aveda. If he got lost, not anointed. The Gemara says no. I tell you, she the Rabba like Rabba always says. The Yama Rabba Rabba says nignevo means ballista mezuyim. When it says nignevo, it doesn't mean a regular geneva, but it means by am rabbis, which is called an anus. And avdu, when it means it got lost, not that it's your fault why it got lost. But in the case of Shetovos Svinosa Bayom, if your ship sunk in the middle of the ocean, that is a total onus, it's not your fault. That's the lashon of Ovdu. See, also, when the Mishnah says the word Ovdu, it also means an Aveda of an onus. It got lost by not by your fault. Not for your fault. Rashi says, Rabbi said it was learned in Perek HaZov. Gavi, b'nai yir sheshoch wa shekleim. See, also, it means an onus happened. That's the way Rabbi Yosef learns our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, halachah Rabbi Tarfin, we dashen like Rabbi Tarfin, that you are allowed to use the money. Therefore, since you're allowed to use the money, you'll be chayiv anointed. Now the Gemara says, the Yad Rachbo Hevelei Hanu Zuzid Yasma. The Yad Rachbo, he had this, he was holding on to money from Yisrael, he was holding on to money of Yisrael. Some of the years said, Dei Rachbo, not the Yad, but Dei Rachbo Hevelei. People, their rachba, they are holding on to money for the assignment of kids. So the kids, it was like a shemar aveda. He was holding on to the money for the assignment. Also, the kaim of the Rabbi Yosef, he came in front of Rabbi Yosef, he asked him the question, Omalei, mal lishtamusha begavayu. Am I allowed to use the money in the meantime? In other words, now Mishnah says, a shemar aveda, we just passed like Rav Tarfin, you are allowed to use the money. So here also, is allowed to use the money or not? Omalei said that, Halacha Yomer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Tarfin, Halachu Taskin like Rabbi Tarfin. Whenever you're holding on to money, you're allowed to use the money. Seriously, if you're holding on to the Yisraelim's money, you should be allowed to use the money. Now the Gemara says no. Oh, Malay Abaye said back. Vlavit Maraloh. Did we learn on this that Omer Rabbi Chelboy? Oh, my Rav Huna, Leishanu. When was it learned in the Mishnah that Rabbi Tarfin says you're allowed to use the money? Ella v'dimei aveda. Only in the case of the Mishnah again, where you found an animal, and the animal wasn't worth it to hold on to it,
Therefore, you had to go and buy matriach yourself and sell it, and now you got the money. So in the case where you sold the aved and you got the money, here there's a svara. Hayu v'torach bo. Since you had to work to get that money, therefore that Rabbanu will make all and said, you're allowed to use the money. Avo moyis aveda. But if you, let's say, find money, you find money wrapped up in a bag that has a simen, so in such a case you have to hold on to it until the owner comes and claims it. So here where you found money, here the lacha is, the loy torach bo. Since you did not bother to do anything about the money, loy, then you're not allowed to use this money. So in such, if so, tahani, here where you're a shamer of Yisaimim, you're holding on to money for Yisaimim, tahani kemoya saveda dami. Here also it's like money that you found, that you didn't have to work for this money. So therefore, you're not allowed to use the money. Since this is the money they gave you to watch for them, you're a shamer on it, you're not allowed to use it for yourself. It's us of you to use it. Rabbi Yosef answered him back and said, Zil, like, go away, leshafkali b'yashvilecho. They don't let me be matur, they don't let me say it's okay. No, they're right, you're talking not allowed to use the money. It's only the case, the Mishnah, it's only where you bother to sell the Aveda, and therefore, since you're a matriach, there the Rabbanu will make it a little bit to say that you could use it. But in the case where you didn't work for the money, you can't use it. Now the Mishnah says, Motza Svarim, if somebody finds a sefer. Now the Zman HaMishnah, the Svarim were always like our sefer Torah, they were golo, they always rolled up. It's like a parchment, not that's a parchment, but everything was written like in a rolled up sefer. So therefore the lacha is, Kara ben Echad Shloshim Yom. You're supposed to read in it or learn in it once in 30 days. Because to keep the sefer in good shape, otherwise you're afraid it'll get moldy inside, or ants will come inside it. You're supposed to open it up once in 30 days. The Yemei Yodei Likros, if you don't know how to read to learn, then go to learn. Enoch Nami, just roll it out. Go to learn, Rashi says, it means Mitzilasson L'Soifoi, from cover to cover, from end to end. Sheyichnas Ben Avir, that you want the air, fresh air to come in, that it should become moldy. But you're not allowed to learn in it something new. Because to learn something new, you have to work hard to understand that you may come to rip it. You can't have somebody else learning with you also. Because he may push it in, you'll push it in, you come to rip it. Now, Motzak Sois, let's say you find clothing. So that Minara, you're supposed to shake it out. Echo the Shleshim Yom. Once in 30 days, also keeps it well. Rashi also, Lishlet Vayavit, let the air come into it. Shletichla, trim the mold right away. Or else the inch and eat it away. Vishoitcho Litzorko, you let it spread it out for its own purpose. The tzorkoi, Rashi says, Lishlek v'yavu, when you're opening up, when you're airing it out, you let it spread it out, in order that the air should come in. But v'loy l'chvoido, you're not allowed to spread it out for your own sake. It's to be the make show off when people, guests come over, you want to spread out this nice clothing, as if to say it's yours. That you're not allowed to do. You can't have your own hanor from it. Kli kesef, you found silver cups, or kli l'chayshes, or copper cups, nishtamish v'el l'tzorkoi. You're allowed to use it for the sake of the kli itself, the tzarkon. Avolay l'tzarkon, but you're not allowed to use it in order to wear it out. So Rashi says the tzarkon means semis afshin b'karko, she tzarech l'sitam b'karko, they mean l'kamon jezuish m'rosim. You can only watch a kli kesef in the dirt, in the ground. Like a good shmir is to hide it in the ground. But since that's where you have to hide it, you have to take it out once in 30 days, tear it out. The figure of Mishtamish Gram Pakim is supposed to use it to keep it in good shape. Avalela Safkan. So when you use it, Pashkin means you could use it for your own use. Because your own use now is good for the Kli. Avalela Safkan, Rashi says, it means Lay Yishtamish Gram is Manorach. Don't use it for a long time. Because then it'll wear out. You'll wear away the silver that you can't do. Now, Kli Zogah, see if you find golden Kalim, or Kli Tchuchas, glass Kalim, Layigabahim. You're not supposed to touch them at all. And Rashi says, Zog Ainim Safish Bioritz. If you put hide it in the ground, nothing happens to gold. And the same thing, glass also, nothing happens to it. It's le'igabem, don't touch them. Achiyobi le'yo, until the yobi nobi comes. In other words, it means until the owner comes, until he takes the claim to that. Motza sak, a kufi, you find a sack or a basket. Tocholdova, shendaka, lito, any derech that you usually don't take yourself. Harez alito, you don't have to take it. So see in the Gemara, this talking about a zaka ben l'fik v'ayde. If it's not covered for you to carry, you yourself would not walk in the street with holding a sack, holding a basket, so it's not derech for you to do it for yourself. You don't have to pick up an aveda. We'll see in the Gemara, that's called the zaka ben l'fik v'ayde.
and there's not the respect for you to pick up such an object, then you're potter from the mitzvah Hashavas Aveidim. Now the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Hamoitzi Tefillin B'Shuk, if somebody finds tefillin in the street, so Shom Demeyim Umenichem Liyalta, value how much it's worth and sell it right away, and just the money, hold on to it. That's all. But don't bother holding on to the tefillin, you have right to sell it right away. On this, Moslev Ravina, Ravina asked a question. It says, Aloha, in the Mishnah, Motza Svarim, if you find Svarim, so Kareya Behem, you're supposed to hold on to it, and learn from it once in 30 days, Echol Ishleishim Yoim, the man you're there, Likrois, Gadulon, so Gadulonim, Mashmi, you have to take care of the Sefer. But Shom Dimeim, Umanichem Lai, but to value it and to sell it and hold on to the money, that's not. So what's the difference between Tfilin and Svarim? Rabbaya, Abaya says, yes, there's a big difference. Rabbaya, Tfilin, Beibar Chovui Mishka Shchichi. Tfilin is Shchichi in the stores. Rashi says in the base plainly, based on Tfilin between Limkor, because there's a Seferim around that makes Tfilin. And therefore, you should sell it right now and hold on to the money, and whenever the person comes and claims it, you'll give them the money and they'll buy another pair of Tfilin. Therefore, it's Kedai this way, that you shouldn't have to take care of the Tfilin, it shouldn't get spoiled. It's Kedai to sell it, and when he comes and the person claims it, he'll buy a new pair of Tfilin, or use that money to buy another pair. It's not so shchir to find svarim. Therefore, you don't just sell it, because maybe the owner won't be able to buy it back again. So therefore, svarim is supposed to hold on to it. Turn around, but what like this? Hashoy you'll say for Torah Mechaveru, somebody borrowed the Sefer Torah from his friend. Hareze lo yishelenu liyacher. You're not allowed to lend it to somebody else. Like anything, if you borrow something, you have the right to lend it out to somebody else. Poischa the Korea boy, but if you borrow it, you're allowed to open it up and learn from it. Obavach lo yumud boy bachila, but you're not allowed to learn something new. You have before, because then you use it up too much. Lo yikora acher rimoy, and you can't have somebody else learn with you. Now v'chein, the same halacha applies. Hamafkid Sefer Torah etzach averoi. If you put your Sefer Torah by your friend, you tell your friend to watch, hold on to your Sefer Torah. So halacha with that person, when he's a shamer, he has to watch it. Goyl aloi kol shnei masa chedesh. He has to be goyl it, open it up, right, once a year. Toischa v'kareya boy, he's supposed to open it up and learn from it. In v'shviloi tischoi osar. But if he opened it up for his own use, not for the taking care of it, that's awesome. Like, he didn't borrow it to use it. You're a shame, you're supposed to watch it. See, you could only open it up for the sake of the Sefer Torah itself, but not for yourself. Sumcha Seyma, Sumcha says, Ba'achodesh Shleishim Yoyim. If it's a new Sefer Torah, you have to open it up once in 30 days. The Yoshin, if it's an old one, then it's enough, Shnei Masachodesh, once a year. Rebbe Lozer ben Yaakov, No, whether it's a new one or whether it's an old one, yeah, it's enough once a year. Take care of it. Now, Omama, what did we just say? That Hasho Yil Sefer Torah Mechaveroi, if somebody borrowed a Sefer Torah from his friend, Harezi Lo Yeshelenu Liyachar, he's not allowed to now borrow it, give it out to somebody else. So, Mar is, my Earya, Sefer Torah, what do you have to tell me a special locha by a Sefer Torah? Afilu Kol Milinami. By any object, it's the same way. The Yomer Eshlokish, Yomer Eshim Melokish, that Khan Shona Rebbe, at such a loch like this, Rashi says in the Masechta Gittin, Rebbe learned in a case like this, that Ein Hashoyel, Rishoyel Ahashel. If you borrowed something from your friend, you have no right to give it out to somebody else. It's only for you and not for somebody else. The Ein Hashoyel, if you rent something, Rishoyel Ahashel, you're not allowed to rent it out to somebody else. So what's the Chiddush by Sefer Torah? The same loch applies to anybody. The Rashi says, "Kashin Rebbe is a Masechta Gittin. Tanan Ashleg Get Biarot Yisrael. The Raisin Mashalcha Biaracher. What for Gittin? The same halacha. What you have, you now rent out to somebody else." So Gemara answers, "I'll tell you Sefer Torah Itzrachlei. Here, there's a chiddush about a Sefer Torah, because now the same I would have thought to say, Nichalei Liyinish De Tisave Mitzvah B'Mamayna. A person is happy if you do a mitzvah with his own mamin." So therefore, maybe, if you borrow a Sefer Torah from somebody else, maybe you would have a right to borrow it out to somebody else. The owner for sure would be Nicha. Kamash Mula, no, not like that. Unless the owner says the Feirish, you have no right to lend it out to somebody else. The owner gave it to you, and not to give it out to somebody else. Then it says, Toischoi v'kareya boy. You're allowed to open up the Sefer Torah and learn from it. For the Gemara Pshit, of course. V'yelo l'may shayla minei. Like, for what other purpose did you borrow it? Like, you borrowed a Sefer Torah. Subshit, who you borrowed it to use it. So, subshit, you'll have to learn from it.
So the Gemara says, Seif Yisrach Leh, the Seif is the Chiddush over here. That it says, Lubavach Lo Yilmad Vay Batchila. You're not allowed to learn something new in it. That you can only review something you learned already once before. But you can't learn something new. That's the Chiddush over here. Even though you're bound with the Sefer Torah, still, you're not allowed to learn something new. Then it says, V'chein ha-mafkid Sefer Torah etzach ha-veroi. If you put your Sefer Torah by somebody else, he's watching it for you, so Gerdelo, you're supposed to roll it up. Kol shnei masach chedish. The whole year. Chur means once a year. Poitchoi, if you open it up, the Korea boy, and you read it. So Moritz Akasha, Maya Viritagabe, what is it doing by you? The Rashi says, the Akasha is like, Maya Viritagabe, what is it doing by you? Kasalka Taito, the half meaning was, Litzor Koi Komar, that you want to open it up for your own sake. For Loy Litzorah Sefer Torah, not for the sake of the Sefer Torah. So Litzorah Sefer Torah, Tonal Le Gerl Le Kosh Nemo Sechadish. That for the sake of the Sefer Torah, you are about to open it up. Lochet Pachinon, Maya Viritay. So God, the Sefer Torah, Likras Boy, Litzorah Hatzmoy. Like, what's wrong here? Like, you say now, he can't open up for his own sake. Why not? Just catch like this. The Kara said, the Kara boy, so Maurice Klasher, my Avitagabe, what is it doing by you? Like, why are you allowed to do it? The person gave it to you just to watch. So you're not allowed to use it for your own sake. The Alchemist says, you're allowed to open it up, place to the Kara boy, you're allowed to learn from it. The question is, why? My Avitagabe, what is it doing by you? Like, you're not allowed to use it for your own purpose. The Su, it says, in Bishvilei Pochsei Osa. If you open it up for yourself, it's also. But Ahmed, you just said, Toichs of the Korea boy. You just said you are allowed to open it up and learn from it. So what's going on, Lechura? What else can you do with a Sefer Torah? It means like this, Hoki Kama. In Tishu Goyoloi, Toichs of the Korea boy Mutta. If when you're opening up the Sefer Torah for the sake of the Sefer Torah itself, that ear should go into it, and then once it's open, Avad, you're allowed to learn from it. Like even though then you're using it for yourself, but so what? Since the main purpose is to open it up to everyone else, you're allowed to learn from it. But if you only open it up for yourself, for you to learn from it, that's also. Since you don't have permission, it's somebody else's sefer. You're only watching it, therefore you have no right to open it up for your own sake to learn from it. Sumcha says, if it's a new sefer, once every 3 days you have to open it up. The Yoshin, an old sefer, once a year. We have Lezer, Ben Yaakov, and Menor, Echazer, Echazer, Shnei Masach Chodesh. Whether it's a new sefer, whether it's an old sefer, it's enough once a year. We have Lezer, Ben Yaakov, and the Gemara, Hanma Tanakam, and it's also a Tanakam, it says once a year. Eleima said like this better. We have Lezer, Ben Yaakov, and Echazer, Echazer, Shloshim Yoim. That's his Kiddush. That whether it's a new sefer, whether it's an old sefer, you're supposed to open it up once in 30 days. You have to air it out once in 30 days. Yeah. But you're not allowed to learn from it new stuff, because then you'll use it up too much. You can't have somebody else learning with you. For the Gemara Ramin, we'll have a question on this. It says, Lo yikra pasha v'yishona. You can't learn the pasha once and then go over it a second time. Lo yikra boy pasha, you can't learn the pasha via targum, and then say the targum on it. Lo yifchas boy yaisim gimel dafim. You cannot open it up wider than three dafim. Lo yikra boy shloshim b'nei yodim. You can't have three people learning together the krach echot at one place. So it's mashma three you can't, but hashnayim kerim mashma two you could, and we're saying now even two you can't. Yeah. Amar Abaya by Yitzchak Taylor Kash is no steer here. Kan binyan echod, kan b'shnein yonim. If it's one in your Rashi says a pashachas, then ain't kerim. Because then we're afraid even two people can't, because they'll come to push it him, he'll push it him, you can't do it. But b'shnein yonim, Rashi says, zeh bedav zeh kurin, lo yosu lishmutem yadodi. If they're reading two different places, then it's open. Each one he learns here, I learn here, we're not going to push to one another. Therefore, then we say two is mutter. And echrami, even in such a case, three would be yosu though. When you have three, then they may still push away one from the other. Now the Mishnah says, Motza Ksus, you find clothing, Minara Echolish Lashim Yom, you have to shake it out once in 30 days. Lenema, what do you want to tell me? Deniya Malilo, that shaking out clothing is good for the clothing. I have Omer Reb Yechon and said, Mishi Eshla Gardi Umi Metoich Beisai, somebody has a weaver in his house, Yenai Ksus to Bechol Yom, he's going to have to shake out his clothing every single day, which is matched with something not so good. Like he's saying, Rashi says, Mishi Eshla Gardi Umi Beisai, Shiorug Le Talisa Chadosh, Tom, it'll always be making new clothing for you, Yenai Ksus to Bechol Yom.
Limdu derech eretz amir koshle. It means to say it's not so good to shake out your clothing. If you're gonna have to, if you're gonna have a weaver always having new clothing, so on a new clothing there's always some cloth still stuck on it from the weaver, so you'll have to shake it out. But he meant to say it's not such a good thing to shake out your clothing every day. And here mashma adarab, it's something good to do with. You are supposed to shake out the clothing. So when it says push it. I tell you, Amri, the chol yoin koshel. If you shake out your clothing every single day, then it's no good. But echad ishleishim yoin malilo. But once the 30 days, then it's very good. Iboy yosef, another terrorist says, lakasha. Ho bechad, ho betray. Rashi, if one person does it, it's not so bad, it won't rip, then it's okay. When you have two people shaking it out, then they both pull it, then it'll come to rip. It's no good to have two people shaking it out. Iboy yosef, lakasha. Ho another terrorist. Ho biyodo, ho bechutra. One is with your hand and one is with a stick. With your hand will be alright. But you do it with a stick, then it's no good, then you may come to rip it. He boy is saying, another terrorist says, Lakasha. Hove the yamra, hove the kitna. One is with wool, then it's no good. And one is with kitna, with flax, then it's alright. Amr Rabbi Yechon. Yechon said like this. Kisa de chorshin, de kosa, de chorshin, for like kosa de poishrin. You better off drinking a glass of water that comes from chorshin, Rashi says, from kishuf, a magician, rather than drinking a lukewarm water. As lukewarm water is very dangerous. So Rashi, since we're talking about Derech Eretz, now we're talking about this also. Now, for Le'amon was only said that the Kli Matzkes, that lukewarm water is in a metal Kli. Ava B'Kli Cheresh Leslombo. If it's an earthly Kli, then it's not so bad. Well, the Kli Matzkes, even in a metal Kli, Nami Le'amon El Blei Tzovis. You didn't boil it up first. It wasn't boiling. Avol the tzoyis, it was once boiling, then less lambo. Even though the water now is cooling off, even though now it's still lukewarm only, still it's mutter. Flamon elo de loyshod de beitziva. He didn't throw anything inside it, any spices. Rashi says, kol dovish neis notrecha mashke, or yasav maitav ni grass, or spices, or yikri b'sam, even small, the yikri, the roots of it, kari tziva. Usually tziva means small pieces of wood. That means if you throw any type of spice into the water, then it won't bother you. It's only if you didn't throw it in, that's when it's awesome. It's a sakana. Avol shodu beitziva, if you throw some spice into it, then left from book. Then you don't have to be afraid, there's no sakana in drinking such water. But otherwise, it's no good to drink lukewarm water. See, Rach just says, because it's kosher, ki kosher ne legufmoid. Yeah, it's very bad for the body to drink such lukewarm water. Zaita. For Yom Rav Yechon, also we're saying now, Milsa of Derech Eretz. For Yom Rav Yechon on, Mi Sheheniach, Loi Oviz Moyes Harbe. If your father left you over Big Yerusha, you got $1 million. For Roitz Alavdom, you want to just destroy it, because he's teaching you what not to do with it. But if you want to just destroy it, then Yilbash Bigde Pishtim, wear a lot of flak clothing. The Yishtamish Mekliz Chuchis, use a lot of glass. The Yiska Pelim and hire a lot of workers. The Ayeshu Bimoyim and don't sit with them. Let them take care of your house. They'll ruin everything. All right, turn over. So now we explain. What are these three things? Yilboish big de pisht. Yilboish bekli pishton. What does that mean? The kitna rumisa. It means with the Romans' flax, which is very, very expensive, and you'll get it dirty fast. And therefore, you'll just ruin it up. You'll waste your money. It means bezugis chiyuta, white or glass. White glass or crystal. It's expensive and it breaks easy, so therefore you just use up your money.